Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Doge resigning in protest. They had worked for the U.S. Digital Service, which Doge replaced, in a letter saying, "We will not use our skills as technologists to jeopardize American sensitive data or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize Doge's actions."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Three senior Ukrainian officials say the U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit the White House later this week. This is Pope Francis' 13th day in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a quiet night as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News. A close call at Chicago's Midway Airport. A Southwest Airlines jet aborting a landing just before touching down because a small private jet was on the runway.
These Southwest pilots were just feet from touching down, but they're always looking for traffic, anything that could get in their way. They were trained for this, and at that last second, they pulled up, narrowly avoiding that private jet. Had they not been paying attention, or had this been a foggy situation, a stormy situation, dark, this could have been a much different scene.
ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney says the business jet was told several times not to cross that runway, but did so anyway. Tens of thousands of Hindu devotees are gathered at a revered temple in Kathmandu, and almost all of them are smoking weed. A key part of the Shivaratri festival is the freedom to smoke marijuana, an act normally punishable in Nepal by prison sentences for up to a month for users and 10 years for those caught selling it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarealLC.com.
Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek, modern lamps to cozy, warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, just a little bit damp across the region this morning as a low pressure system spins across southern Wisconsin. The light rain from this should move out of here by late this morning, and temperatures will still be relatively mild here for late February. Might even catch a few sun peaks this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like a breezy and somewhat cooler day as a cold front slides in from the north. May produce just a couple of sprinkles and flurries, although the better chance of snow showers tomorrow morning will be in parts of north and east Wisconsin. Friday, yet another storm system will be sliding out of southern Canada down through upper Michigan. Along and north of its track, some heavy snow expected in upper Michigan. Around here, though, mainly dry conditions. The big story with it will be some strong winds. Could have wind gusts out of the west up to 40, 45 miles an hour for Friday afternoon, so watch out for some damage to weak tree limbs and difficulty driving as well. Otherwise, a chilly start to the weekend before some more warming kicks in early next week. Here's today's forecast. Scattered light rain and drizzle through late morning. A few sun peaks later this afternoon with a high of 48. East-southeast wind around 5 miles an hour, becoming westerly later. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 30. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy. A few sprinkles and flurries are possible with a high of 42, wind northwest between 10 and 20. Heading into Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, rather windy. Low temperature 29 with a high near 52. For Saturday, partly cloudy and much cooler. Low 19 with a high of 29. On Sunday, a cool start but lots of sunshine with light winds. Low about 13, high up to 36. Monday, more spring-like with partly sunny skies, low 23, high 46, and by Tuesday, a chance of light rain by the later part of the afternoon, high 48. Maybe it could mix with some snow out there late Tuesday night to early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 37 degrees. Look at yesterday, it was 51. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. The record high was set a year ago
at 68 degrees back in 2024. Record low, 24 below zero in 1967. Last year's high was 68 and the low 26. Sunset will occur at 5:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:42 tomorrow morning. Southwest winds are around 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.68 currently. And precipitation-wise, we picked up 19/100ths of an inch of rain. That came between 5 and 6 this morning. Just one school district chose to start a little later. Kickapoo Area Schools is 2 hours late today. That's a check of weather today. Once again, after a low of 29, we're at 37 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of all the big games last night in WIAA girls basketball. Also wins for the Badgers and Marquette, and a loss for the Bucks.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The WIAA girls basketball tournament began last night across the state of Wisconsin. Richland Center saw its season end as they fell at Broadhead 63-20, the final score. Hornet seniors Carly Meaden, Libby Ruland, and Jasmine Hazelrig all played their final high school basketball games. River Valley was a winner against Dodgeville 54-44, and River Valley will advance to play at Prairie du Chien coming up on Friday night. Prairie had a first-round bye, and Platteville, the next opponent for Broadhead. The Hillman also had a bye. Wisconsin Dells had a bye. They'll play Adams Friendship next after it was Adams getting the win 69-41, and Altoona over GET 63-37 will next face Mauston. In Division 4, Parkview edged Riverdale 50-48 in a 9-8 seed at Riverdale. The winner, Parkview, moves on to play at Cuba City Friday. New Glarus was a winner over Fenimore 50-39. Lancaster with a 64-50 win over Iowa Grant. And Darlington 51, Westby 23 at Darlington last night. It was a win yesterday for Kickapoo over Plum City Elmwood, 49-23, Cashton 61, Waniwak Center 20, Potosi Cassville 50-46 over DeSoto. Blair Taylor, a winner against Alma Center Lincoln, 71-43. Cochran Fountain City beat Brookwood, 39-26. Aliva Strom was a winner against Lafarge, final score of 62-25. Hillsboro beat Royal, 45-36. River Ridge over North Crawford, 54-16. Wazika Steuben, 60-39 over Seneca. Blackhawk, a winner against Southwestern, 63-33. Belmont, 72. Boscobel, 47. Scholesburg was a winner over Benton, 72-21. And they will play a game coming up on Friday night at home against the Ithaca Bulldogs, who won a regional opener last night 57-52 over visiting Highland. The game heard on WRCO. The Bulldogs trailed by 16 points in the first half before battling back to within 9 at halftime, 29-20. Highland led until 13 minutes left in the game when Ithaca took a 34-32 lead. The Cardinals jumped ahead again before the Bulldogs took a lead they would not give up late in the game. Senior Maggie Kirshner made a 3-point basket with 3:09 to play, which put her team up 48-46. Her 5 3-pointers in the game came at crucial times. Sophomore J.C. Maxwell had 22 to lead all scorers. She scored 11 in each half. Tristan Peterson had a total of 11 points, 7 from the free throw line. Holly King scored 7, including 3 free throws near game's end, and Kelsey Coleman added 2 points. The Cardinals were led in scoring by Adeline Esser with 20, Kate Terrell totaled 13, Celia Olson 8 points, Sophia Terrell scored 6, Brinley Bolant made a 3-pointer, and Caitlin Miller scored 2. Highland's final season record 10-15. Seniors Kate Terrell, Izzy Washa, Caitlin Miller, and Yeslin Mondragon-Guyton all played in their final high school basketball game. Following the contest, Ithaca senior Tristan Peterson commented on the win.
Honestly, coming out, I was kind of discouraged with that lead they had in the beginning, and then, I don't know, I just feel like nothing was going our way, but somehow we managed to figure out what we had to do, and we got it done. So
I really felt when he got it to within 9 at halftime, because it had been 16, but you got it to within 9. Did you go to halftime kind of believing a little bit more?
Yes, 100%. Like, when JC hit that last shot before the half was over, that was just where the momentum started, and we just all got super excited, and I think that carried over to the second half.
Tristan talked to us a little bit more about the season so far for Ithaca.
This year, no one expected anything out of our team with our small numbers and only having a varsity team, no JV. Like, we can't even practice against each other without coaches or people stepping in. So winning this and being able to practice with this team that we've accomplished so much with and proved so many people wrong is just something so exciting. And I'm excited to see what Friday brings.
Maggie Kirshner talked to us about the win and her 5 threes.
Yeah, it was great. The excitement was there, especially, and I just tried to stay calm and collected the entire time.
Yeah, and it looked like it. Could you see any one moment, like a turning point in the game, where maybe you kind of turned the tables on Highland a little bit?
Definitely the second half when I went in. I hit a few threes, and then a lot of the posts hit their bunnies, and then it just felt really good right there, and that the rest of the game is going to be good.
Another win here this year and another chance to play against the Scholesburg team on Friday. What do you think the team has to continue to do to get better here?
I think just play as a team, stay calm the entire time, and work together, and just try our best.
And the Bulldogs' Holly King, another senior, talked about late in the game and how everyone dug deep.
I'd like to say that Maggie hit lights out that game. I think without our scorers, like Maggie and Tristan and JC, that would have been a rough game. I'm really thankful that they really showed up tonight.
You got a few steals on them to start, you know, in the second half, and it really kind of turned the tide, didn't it?
Yeah, defense was also a huge part of the game. If you can get that momentum from steals and charges like Tristan did, then it's definitely a really good way to, like, turn the table. Yeah.
Were you a little bit deflated when you're 16 points down in the first half?
Oh, definitely. But like Tristan said, we were down 9. Well, we were up 9 against Highland on Tuesday, but it's just whoever comes back in that second half is what really matters. And I'm glad that, honestly, we were down because it gave us the momentum to come back on the second half.
That was Holly King. Ithaca now 14-10 on the season. They will play at Scholesburg Friday night in the second round of the playoffs. The Miners were winners by a score of 72-21 over Benton on Tuesday night. There was boys basketball last evening. Richland Center held off Portage 77-61. For the Hornet boys, they will play one more regular season game. They'll be at home Thursday night against Dodgeville before embarking on the WIAA postseason at Evansville next Tuesday night. Wisconsin Heights was a winner in a non-conference game over Weston, 63-43, and Poinette got the win against Mauston, 70-65. The opening matches of the 24-25 Richland Center Church League Volleyball Tournament were played this week. A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1 down to Voca Bible 1, 2-0. Bethel Lutheran got the win against Free Methodist 1, 2-0. In the B division results, Church of the Nazarene 2 swept Beulah Wesleyan 1, 2-0. Avoca Bible 2 blanked Hidden Valley Community 2-0. 5 points shut out Boscobel Assembly of God 2-0. Grace Community 2 topped Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-0. On Tuesday, Avoca Bible 2 got by Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-1. In the C division results, Grace Community 1 downed Free Methodist 2, 2-0. And Richland Baptist Temple 4 swept Beulah Wesleyan 2-0. The tournament continues next week, and the schedule is posted on the rcchurchleague.com website. Lucky Strikers Bowling League action last night. Ramada had the top series, 2,504. Bindle Tire and Auto, 24-25. And Robin's Nest, 24-13. Napa Auto Parts with an 890 game. Bindle Tire and Auto, an 880. Ramada with an 841. Top series, Nicole Mottier with a 588. Tracy Peterson, a 574. Caitlin Davison, a 534. Top game, Caitlin Davison, a 246. Tracy Peterson, a 216. Nicole Mottier with a 203. Split pickups, Crystal Ledbury, a 5610. Tracy Peterson, a 510. Nicole Mottier with a 57 and a 457. Marilyn Paulson with a 45. And Marge Hotman and Sue Stibbe each picked up the 310 combination in the Lucky Strikers League. The first 10 shots Marquette took Tuesday were three-pointers. Five were on the mark, and the Golden Eagles were off and running on the way to an 82-52 rout. Providence lost for the fifth time in six games. Ben Gold and Cam Jones led the scoring with 17 points apiece. Marquette shot a season-high 41 times from outside the arc, hitting 17. The Eagles play on the road at Georgetown on Saturday. Elsewhere, guard John Blackwell connected on four three-pointers while scoring 24 points for the Badgers last night as they got by Washington. That final score was 88-62. The Badgers were out and running, and the rout was on last evening. John Tanjay scored 13. Stephen Crawl and Xavier Amos were good for another dozen apiece. The Badgers' next game is scheduled for Sunday at Michigan State. Coach Greg Gard talked about the team bouncing back after a loss to Oregon.
From start to finish, across the board, everybody got in aggressive. We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think, I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented, you know, or backed off. Even when we had a large lead, it was a mindset and all the timeouts to continue to attack and play aggressive.
The Bucs shooters were off the mark last night at Houston. That cost the team a narrow 100-97 defeat against the Rockets. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 27 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, while Damian Lillard added 22 despite a poor shooting effort. The lead was traded back and forth all game, and the teams were tied at 85 going into the fourth period. Milwaukee's next game is Saturday at Dallas. Multiple reports are emerging about the Jets players being upset that veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been dumped. New coach Aaron Glenn met with reporters Tuesday. He said he had talked with standout defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, who posted a thumbs-down emoji and the comment, "Another rebuild year for me, I guess." 2 weeks after the move, Rodgers has not commented. The Brewers won a spring training game yesterday 9-6 against Cleveland. They'll play the Dodgers today, and that game is available along the Brewer Radio Network line. So listen to WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450, and the first pitch time beginning a little after 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO. The rest of the story, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story.
It was not quite a year ago that Bill's wife got the urge to clean house. She disappeared in the attic for a while. And then she called down to Bill. There were just too many boxes up there and too much junk in them. What did Bill want to do with it all? And Bill called up the stairs, "Throw it all out." But a few more minutes passed, and Bill's wife said, "You'd better come up here and take a look." Well, Bill went upstairs. There on the attic floor sat an old box with a stack of even older phonograph records inside. Bill's wife suggested that at least they listen to some of them before tossing them in the garbage. And Bill said, "All right." And together they brought the boxes downstairs. And they sat this box down in front of the record player. And one by one, the memories drifted through the air, thinly disguised as songs from once upon a time. But there was this one record, this one song, that jolted Bill from his easy chair and made him just stand there dumbstruck, wide-eyed, motionless, breathless. "What was it?" his wife asked. And Bill could not speak. Not until the last word was sung and the last note had been sounded. And then Bill told his bride the rest of the story, that once upon a time, Bill and his friend Henry were in the music business. Interesting thing was, neither of them could read nor write music. Bill and Henry could sing pretty well, but either they'd always known the songs they sang, or they had to learn them slowly, carefully, by listening to somebody else sing them. Well, one day, Bill came to Henry with some good news. He, Bill, had the opportunity to cut a record with Capitol, but he needed a new song, something really slick to start the record off right. Henry said, "I've got just the right thing." But again, the problem was that the only way Bill could learn the new number would be by hearing Henry sing it over and over and over again. So Henry offered to do Bill a favor. He, Henry, would go down to the recording studio with his guitar. He'd make one of those acetate demonstration discs, and then Bill would have that one and only copy so that he could learn the song. Well, that is what happened. But after Bill recorded the number for Capitol, he threw the demo record with Henry singing on it. He threw that record in a box and forgot about it until 1988, 37 years later. For the recording that came out into the light for the first time in all that time, the recording that Henry made for Bill, Big Bill Lister, was indeed one of a kind. By now you have surely heard that Henry's son was presented with that demo record, and he took it back to Nashville, and through the grace of studio magic, he was able to record a duet with his own late father. And thus were father and son reunited in a tune called "There's a Tear in My Beer," a melody that's been singing in the dark for four decades, only to become the basis for the impossible country music collaboration of two men with one legendary name, Hank Williams. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
100.9 WRCO. Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. Ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forgive them a lady. Men should short skirts. Oh, 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 really go wild. Yeah, doing that in style. Oh, 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 get in the action. Feel the attraction. Cover my head, do what I dare. Oh, 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 I wanna be free. Yeah, feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman. Chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forgive them a lady. Men should short skirts. Like a woman.
Twain on WRCO. We're just past 8:30. How about that sunshine? Beautiful day out there today, 39 degrees. As I described it earlier this morning, when it was raining between 5 and 6 a.m., it seemed like a summer shower. It seemed like, you know, that the hay was getting rained on. Wouldn't be able to bale it right away today, but that was not the case, of course, and it ended quite quickly, but the temp has risen quite rapidly as well. Right now, we're up to 40 degrees in Richland Center. Coming up, the trivia question of the day. Here's Lauren Elena.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia. We're thick as thieves, we're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, give me, give me, give me.
While they pass by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days. 'Cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back, getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Drives good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll, you're
outside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Spinner, baby, good honey hole. Sunday drives good for the soul. Put a little slow in your roll, or you're gonna miss it. Time's a ticking.
Justin Moore on WRCO Country and Community. 21 minutes before 9, we'll be talking about the upcoming Cabin Fever Dance and some related topics with Vets Roll coming up during our morning show time today between 9 and 10. We'll welcome some guests in the studio as well, some veterans and those that organize that great event. Coming up, the trivia question of the day.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The trivia question of the day is next. It is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's sports-related trivia question, it goes like this. How many former Wisconsin Badger hockey players played for the USA at the 1980 Winter Olympics Miracle on Ice team? How many former Badgers were on that, Badger hockey players, on that Miracle on Ice team? That's a question today. 608-647-4155. That's a trivia hotline. And here is Dylan Girard.
Since I run up the road, rolling 25, living life in the fast lane, just watching it all go by. When I slow down and think about how life ain't made up of bank accounts, well, I'm reminded of what it is. It's like Sunday morning sermons.
Running through the thunderstorm, barefooted.
morning sermon, baby in your arms, running through a thunderstorm.
Trivia extraordinaire Dave Umbihan has won the trivia prize today, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. How many former Badger hockey players played for the Miracle on Ice team, the 1980 Winter Olympics? Two. That's right. We had a couple of guesses for four, but not right. Nope. Two. Mark Johnson and Bob Suter. Something that happened, what, 45 years ago? We just went by the anniversary of the gripping victory against the Soviet squad, February 22nd, 1980. And it's still regarded as one of the biggest upsets and one of the biggest sports memories of all time. Mark Johnson, in fact, scored two goals versus the Soviets and led Team USA in scoring in the entire tournament. He had been with the Badgers during the 1977 NCAA championship run and later went on to return to the Olympics as head coach of the 2010 Olympic women's hockey team. Of course, as the head hockey coach for the Badger women, they've had all kinds of success. And Bob Suter, who was a 1979 graduate of UW-Madison, and he was along on the team for that title as well in 1977. He was a defenseman for the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. And they made a movie about it some years ago. Kurt Russell was the star of that, and it was a pretty good film, as I remember. Haven't seen it since, but I love sports movies, so we'll have to go back and check that out again. Dave Umbihan is the winner, courtesy of Walsh's Ace, our trivia sponsor, Wednesday mornings.
They call me Boots Good and Bobby, hometown
I'm still the same as I was.
Callie Tucker on WRCO.
19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Legolettinov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
How it sounded 45 years ago. Man, I still get chills on that one. We'll be back with more here as we head toward 9 on a Wednesday morning. We're holding steady at 39 degrees. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRCO Sports wishes the best to these area wrestlers headed to the WIAA State Individual Tournament this weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. From Richland Center, Ethan Haiti and Madeline Muller, Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Fenimore's Carson Bassett, Siler Zansevich, Tristan Stelt, Nathan Blaschke, and Dalton Wolf, Dodgeville's Shane Rashan, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hakan Peterson. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for coverage of the State Individual Wrestling Tournament beginning Thursday.
If you don't get in the water, you're never gonna learn to swim. He said a snake is just as scared of you as you are of him. He could tell by the moon when the fish would bite. Seems there was nothing that he didn't know. And as a kid I believed, 'cause Grandpa told me so. Talk Daddy into letting me have my first car. I thought I was really something, but Becky Thompson broke my heart. That first taste of love nearly did me in. Getting old for her was slow, and I knew someday I would, 'cause Grandpa told me so. Love is the love that you give. There'll be times when you wanna hold on, but you gotta let go. And I live by those words, 'cause Grandpa told me so. I promised him I wouldn't cry when it was his time to leave. That's the only promise I made him I couldn't keep. He smiled from his bed and said, we'll meet again somewhere down the road. And I believe, 'cause Grandpa told me so.
Kenny Chesney on WRCL Country and Community. Happy Trails time coming up. 41 at WRCL Richland Center in God's Country.
Why they call it God's country.
Trails to you.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later here with some guests from the community on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green and the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Family fun at its best. Always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and bowling. It's 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary, but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion